If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like to call your attention again to the Gospel according to St. John. St. John, the 15th chapter. And I'm going to read verses 12 through 16 again for your consideration. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call ye not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Supporting scripture coming from the book of Proverbs 18 and 24. Proverbs 18 and 24. The Bible says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And I know you heard it before, but I want you to turn and read it for yourself. The Bible says a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. We are to use a thought or a subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought, I know that I've got a friend in Jesus. I know that I've got a friend in Jesus. We thank the Lord this morning for how God is blessing us through song. How God is blessing us through his mighty word and just blessing us by being God all by himself. Amen. That's a good thing this morning, is knowing that God is God all by himself. Amen. And whether we want to praise him or not, there are angels in heaven right now singing, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. He's worthy this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every time I think about how good God has been to me, it just gives me joy down on the inside. And every now and then, I just like to take time to tell God, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I wonder this morning, how many of you understand that you really got a lot to praise God for? You got a lot to be thankful for this morning. If you are able to say this morning that I got a reasonable portion, meaning that I'm not all the way up to par, but I got a reasonable portion of health and strength. I may not have everything that I want, but I got everything that I need. Anybody in here got a roof over their head? Anybody in here got clothes to put on their backs? Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I just can't help but serve a God that'll love me so much that he looked down and allowed his only son to come down in the form of human flesh to die for my sins and for your sins. And I'm inclined to believe that the Bible is true when it says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I believe every one of us in here this morning, we need the Lord. I heard somebody say a little earlier they want a closer walk this year. I believe all of us, whether we want it or not, we need it. Some of you don't want it because you don't want to stop doing what you're doing. But time gonna take care of that. You live long enough, some of the things that you think you're doing that makes you feel good, you're gonna feel that good no more. Time brings about changes. And unless you're willing to go and go with the flow with the changes, then you're gonna be stagnant. I don't want to be somewhere and can't get nowhere else. I look around at a people that have been loving God for a long time. At least you've been coming to church. You've been going through the motions. And I'm inclined to believe that the way you jump sometime and the way you act, you ought to have some Jesus somewhere down on the inside. Now having Jesus down on the inside don't mean that you're perfect on the outside. So every now and then you're going to have some ups and some downs. You're going to do some right and you're going to do some wrong. I wonder, do we have any holy sanctified folk in the house this morning? Hallelujah! Ain't nothing to be ashamed about this morning. You ought to be holy because God is holy. Sanctify yourself, separate yourself sometimes. It's more than just coming to church. It's more than just saying the choir sang or the preacher preached or such and such sister was shouting. But you ought to have a dance down in your heart this morning. I feel better right now than I felt in 3 weeks. You think I'm not going to give God the glory? Hallelujah, Jesus. Last week I wanted to run and I couldn't run. But I got my running shoes on this morning. Glory. Yeah, this is going to be an easy message this morning because it's a personal thing. I know that I got a friend and it's in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Just give me a little bit of time here. On the first Sunday of the year, where God is still God. God has a love that's unconditional and unchanging, and we can take him at his word. When God said he'll do it, God will do it. When God said in the mighty word of God that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Then I know that there's going to be some pay for the wrong that I've done, but I also know that I stand as an heir to receive a gift. And the gift that I'm looking for is not because of my own self-effort that where I don't do this or I don't do this or I'm better than anybody else. I'm nothing but a wretch, a dirty rag in the eyesight of God, being used as a servant this morning. Glory, hallelujah. One thing I love about the Lord is his promise that he would never leave nor forsake us. Remember, we are running in a race of life. All run, but only that one that endure until the end will receive the prize. I'm reminded of a song that says, I'm running for my life. Anybody nosy enough to want to know this moment? What's the matter with me? Why I can't be still when I preach? Why I cry sometimes? Why I jump around sometimes? Why I kick my leg sometimes? Don't you know that's joy? I'm glad to be able to kick my leg. Because there's some folk in here that can't kick their leg like that. And I'm going to kick mine while I can. Because after a while, brothers, I'm not going to be able to kick that high. But as long as I can keep. Oh, yeah, y'all don't hear me up in here this morning. Y'all don't hear me up in here this morning. Some of you worried about your performance.
Well, now, if God were to come down and analyze you this morning, the Lord tired of you sitting down looking like you want to be blessed when you already blessed. How many of you come in here looking for what you already got? If you don't want to have it, I'm going to enjoy Jesus all by myself. Because I got a friend in Jesus. Yes, sir. Glory, glory. I'm able to tell somebody this morning that I'm saved. I'm sanctified. Every now and then I'm Holy Ghost filled. Now, those of y'all that are really listening and caught that every now and then, let me straighten something out of you for you. That mean that I can't stay on the mountain all the time? It doesn't necessarily mean that I was in some dirt when I got off the mountain. Yeah. But walking down through the valley, I found out that I'm not going to be perfect. You're not either. Stop judging one another. Stop looking down on one another. Stop trying to be a help to one another. Many members, but yet one body in Christ. Let me tell you, if I go down, you're going down. I started on that last Sunday making preparations for the press. Then I found out that when I got to night watch service, that if I would just let Jesus lead me. Oh, glory. See, I'm feeling pretty good this morning, Corey. Worried about no blood pressure today. I come to press my way toward that same mark that I talked to you about last week. And what I found out is that I cannot lean into my own understanding, but I got to be led and directed by the paths of God. And the Lord told me, for I heard him say, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. See, my friend Jesus, he's always with me. He's with me when I'm right. He's with me when I'm wrong. He's always with me. My so-called friends are with me as long as I dance to their tune. But Jesus is always with me. My associates are with me as long as I agree with what they got to say. But as long as I got a mind of my own. Glory, hallelujah. I think I told somebody not long ago, you don't have to buy friendship. Real friends come for free. Anybody in here know that you got a friend? I hope you do. I'm here this morning to tell somebody that there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Came to set you free. If you will become a disciple, then you will find that he is the way, the truth, and the life. The Bible said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So once you know him for yourself, it changes the way that you look at things. Because as a believer, you are a friend to Jesus. You began to understand and make the connections of the words in comparison to your life. The hymn that I sang earlier, what a friend we have in Jesus. all of our sins and griefs to bear. But I find it a privilege to be able to carry everything to God in prayer. We have companions, associates, buddies, pals, so-called friends, and then friends. What is a friend? A friend is a person whom one loves and trust. A friend is also defined as a close companion or comrade. A friend is an ally or a supporter or a sympathizer, one that feels what you're going through. A friend is somebody that you can depend on. You don't have to turn somersaults or bend over backwards for a friend. A friend will give to you when they don't even really have. A friend's terminology is what's mine is ours. That's a friend. But most of the people that you associate yourselves with, what's mine and mine. Long as I got it, everything gonna be all right. It's me, myself, and I. Anybody know any of those folk this morning? Now, King Solomon says, a man that have friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. This verse points or instructs us about how to go about obtaining friends. It's a sad thing if you were one to be able to say this morning that I don't have many friends. I talk to a young man sometimes at work, and most of the time he'll say, you the only friend I got. I say, you in bad shape. It's a pleasure, it's an honor to be considered his friend. But if I'm the only friend an individual have after living 53 years, that man got some problems. Some of the people that you associate with, I'm sure you've heard some of them say the same thing. I don't have many friends. What about them folk you be stuck up under all the time? What about them folk that's always they saying, who is they? Are they your friend or are they your enemy? Because if they are your enemy, whatever they say ought not amount to much. If they are your friend, then they said it out of love to help you. I don't have to go along with everything John do to be his friend. And I can tell him where he's right or where he's wrong, but that's to help him. Not to criticize him, not to belittle him, not to make him feel like I think that I'm better than he is. I thank God for knowing what a real friend is. A real friend, when we used to go to Hardee's, we wasn't able to get the biggest sandwich on the menu. Because everybody didn't have that kind of money. So everybody could get a little small hamburger or cheeseburger. And we were happy. Real friends won't walk around with 5, 10, 25 pair of shoes and your so-called buddy or compadre is walking around with his bottoms out of his shoes. And instead of you giving the man a pair of shoes, you running around supposed to be his friend, but telling everybody he got holes in his shoes. What kind of friend is that? A friend will not pass your house and see that the electricity has been turned off. And instead of trying to come up with a couple of dollars to help you get some light for your kids. Won't call your neighbor and say, do you know whether or not sister so-and-so lights off? I ain't seen a light over there all night. I'm going to help somebody get rid of some of them so-called. A man that have friends must first of all show himself friendly. In order to show yourself friendly, one thing you got to do is remember the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you treat people like you want to be treated, then somebody is going to be nice to you. When you talk about making a friend, all you got to do is just love like God said love. The Bible said that there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. So what this also lets us understand this morning is that sometimes your friend can be as close or closer to your heart as your very family. We got some witnesses in here this morning that some of you could say that I can depend on my friend before I can depend on my family. So I find that a friend is very important this morning. A friend will find you in a bad place and find something positive to say to let you know that everything is going to be all right. If you want to experience a new intimacy with God, then you got to learn how to let Jesus be your friend. It was Jesus that was there in the beginning when all things were created. And Jesus said in his mighty word, I am that I am. Jesus said to those that believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. If you want a friend this morning, then you need to learn how to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. If you're going to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, it means that you're going to turn yourself into a believer. You're going to get off of that suit where you got a zeal of God, but you're going to come into the full knowledge of who God really is. I just want to let you know this morning that there is a man by the name of Jesus. And when I look in the word of God in the gospel according to St. John, the Bible says, I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. But without me, you can do nothing. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. I'm glad to know that I got a friend by the name of Jesus. As the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my word. You got to learn how to love one another. These things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. The Bible said that Jesus said on this occasion, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Greater love have no man than this, that a man that will lay down his life for his friends. See, I found out a long time ago that Jesus is the best friend that a man can have. One reason I know him to be my friend is because he laid down his life for me. The Bible says greater love hath no man than this, than a man that would lay down his life for his friends. Jesus said, love ye one another, for ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. What God commands us is to love one another. We got to treat one another like he wants us to be treated. We got to realize that it's all about Jesus. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for a servant know not what the master doeth. But I call you my friends, because you are a friend of the Almighty God. When you become a friend of God, I want you to understand that you didn't choose me, but I chose you. I ordained you, and I made you what you are. I'm glad this morning to be able to say what a friend we have in Jesus. I'm glad that I know that I got a friend And my friend is Jesus Christ. I got a friend that looked beyond my fault and blessed my very soul. I got a friend that when I couldn't find my way out, he opened up my blinded eyes and he began to open up doors that had been closed in my face. I got a friend that when my body get down and out, the Bible said that he healeth all of my diseases. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Have you ever been down and out? Have you ever been laid on a bed of affliction? Have you ever been flat on your back? But as you lay down on your back, look up to the hills from which cometh your help. I know that my help comes from the Lord. I got a friend. My friend walks with me. My friend, he talks with me. My friend, he forgives me. Because when I did wrong, I went to my friend and I said, Lord, I just want to say I'm sorry for the wrong I've done. Anybody in the house, have you ever went to Jesus and told the Lord, I'm sorry? I'm glad that you watched over me. I'm glad that you didn't take my life while I was in my mess. But I found out that as I go through trials and tribulation, that weeping may endure for a night, but somewhere early in the morning, I got joy, unspeakable joy. I'm glad somebody loved God. I got a friend that sits close up than my brother. I love my brother, but I got a friend by the name of Jesus. Sits high and he looks down low, picks me up, turns me around, places my feet on the solid ground. I've been planted by the river of the water. I'm glad that I know Jesus. I know Jesus for myself. I know the truth, and the truth made me free. I'm free. No more chains. No more shackles. I'm loose. I can go where I want to go. I can lift up holy hands. I can praise him. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you for being my friend. Somebody ought to tell God that you are my friend. You never left me, never forsaken me. You always, always been right there. My friend, by the name of Jesus, laid down his life for my sins. And because of that, I am a believer that I got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Because my friend loved me enough that he laid down his life. In other words, he could have not died, but he allowed himself to die a shameful death on Calvary. And as we partake of the Holy Communion this morning, we say, Lord, I remember the friend you was to me on Calvary. And Jesus said that as often as we do it, we show his death until he come. Do you love God in the depths of your hearts this morning? You got to know for yourself that you got a friend. If you don't have somebody that you can trust, somebody that you can depend on, that's walking around with two good legs like you got, then I want to encourage you this morning that you are not friendless, because every one of us got a friend in Jesus. You got to accept it and know it for yourself. And Jesus, your friend, said, a new commandment that I give unto you,
that ye love one another. That's all it's all about. In this year of our Lord 2007, love ye one another as Christ has loved us. And the Lord said, if you do this, anything you ask in his name, he will give unto you. Anybody in here got any needs this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody got any needs that they need God to step in your life this morning? If you got a need and you don't have what you need, then you got to have trust and faith in the one that can supply all of your needs. All you got to do is trust Jesus. Let him be your friend. He is the best friend that you will ever find.